pray, God, for this groom and this bride. God, please strengthen them. You, God, our holy shepherd, know we, your sheep, are stubborn. Fill their hearts and minds with your wisdom. Teach them unselfish love.
Peter 5:7-8, God tells us, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. Ephesians 4:1-3, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bear with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
We pray, God, for their friends and
through 1 John 4:16-19, God tells us, we know how much God loves us, and we have to put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he first loved us. 1 John 4.
We pray, God, for their church family. God, our holy shepherd, know we, your sheep, are stubborn. Fill our hearts and minds with your wisdom. Surround them with our love. Church friends, protect us all from Satan's hate for us, while we grow to love as you love.
In Colossians 3, starting at verse 12, God tells us how to live as Jesus lived. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.